screen will stop the amplitude flip from recurring. Unless, of course, a secondary yeast infection develops. The end.
Remember another one, Uncle Steve.
Oh, I too, as a tyke, love Dr. Fink's Guide to Fungus. Good lad.
Hi, guys.
Oh, howdy doody, Judy.
So you guys are hanging out together?
Yeah, we're best buds.
Right, Rooney. Well, got a dash. I'm speaking at a protest meeting. Save the roaches.
Ugh, why do you want to save roaches? They're disgusting.
Judy, roaches are just misunderstood. In fact, roaches are highly resourceful. They can appear anywhere. Ooh. Gotcha.
It's a rare condition this day and age. News on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. It's all I see.
Okay, good. I have a few more hours to live.
Well, what's wrong, Aunt Al?
I did it the car.
Well, land sakes alive, man. A few months ago, you rammed the car through the living room. And now this. How in Samuel did you ever get your license?
Beats me.
Well, how much damage did you do?
I got an estimate. $800. How am I gonna get my hands on that kind of cash?
Why don't you just fess up?
Why don't you just get real?
Fine, Eddie. Do what you always do. Fall into a hole and dig it deeper. But don't be surprised when it turns out to be your grave. Here, put this on your headstone.
Steve! By any chance, would you happen to have some spare cash?
Well, have you ever been to Mom's Bakery?
Yeah, they've got killer cookies.
That's not all they've got. Mom's Bakery is a front for an illegal gambling casino.
Well, how do you know about this?
My Uncle Cecil used to play roulette there.
Used to? Did he lose all of his money?
Au contraire, mon frère. He won too much. You see, whereas most people lose at gambling, we Urkels possess a sixth sense. When it comes to games of chance, we never, ever lose.
Then let's get over to that casino. Ah! You can help me win the money. I need to fix the car.
Except for one big problem. problem. It's illegal. Verboten. A no-no.
That's true, Steve. But it's just that if we did this together, we'd... Nah.
Why?
Well, guys who take risks together usually end up becoming real good friends. You know, hang out a lot.
Best buds?
Exactly. But like you said, it's illegal.
Yes, this could be the first step on a road to the life of crime. Ah, what the heck?
So you'll do it, buddy?
Count me in, pal.
Great. I'll pick you up at 8 tonight.
I'll be ready, Eddie. Oh, I gotta hurry home and look at this.
How was the funeral? Now, Rachel, calm down.
I'm sorry, Harriet. It's just so sad.
I know, I know.
Aunt Clotilda was family. She was our flesh and blood. And now, she's gone. I really wish I'd met her.
Me too, me too. But Rachel, remember, Aunt Clotilda was 94 years old. She lived a long, full life.
Well, how did she die?
Well, she was at the Senior Citizen Center, and she collapsed while she was leading a game of Simon Says.
I'm sorry.
When the paramedics got there, they thought 67 people had died.
Excuse me. But what's this?
That's Aunt Clotilda. She has to be cremated and have her ashes scattered over Lake Michigan.
So we're gonna rent a boat and do it tonight.
She doesn't have any other relatives?
Only an older sister. But she popped a kneecap during the Simon Says fiasco.
We better start making the arrangements. Mother Winslow, maybe you can help Rachel with some tea.
Mother Winslow.
What, honey?
When you...
Bite the big one.
Right. Would you rather be buried or cremated?
Surprise me.
I am home. Oh. Hey, what do we have here? New candy jar?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, oh, oh. Look what you made me do.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, I got ashes all over the new candy jar. Oh, and inside, too.
What's the password?
Oh, right. Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Sugar is sweet.
But
not
as
sweet
as
you.
Anytime, sweetie.
Hey, you owe me a buck.
Steve, look at this place. We might be in a little over our heads here.
Yeah, maybe, but we're stuck.
How come?
Well, I forgot the password to get out. Look, just pretend like we belong here. Kind of like what I do in my house.
Do you really need a cabin cruiser for 3 hours?
If all you're gonna do is complain about how expensive this is, you can just stay home.
Oh, all right.
You gonna stop complaining?
No, I'm gonna stay home. I mean, you gotta go down to the mortuary and pick up Aunt Mo Floppy anyway. I hate those places. They give me the heebie-jeebies.
We don't have to go pick up Aunt Clotilda. She's right here.
Wait a minute. Isn't that a candy jar?
No, it's an urn.
An urn?
Yeah, Aunt Clotilda is in there.
What?
This is the urn they put ashes in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It just hit me. I suddenly realized just how much Aunt Clobubba meant to me.
Clotilda.
Clotilda, Clobubba, the point is she's gone. Really, really gone. I've changed my mind. I want to go with you all. I want to pay my respects. You ladies go ahead. I need a moment alone with this.
Lord, forgive me if I come up a foot short. Sorry.
Steve, it's been a half an hour and we haven't played anything.
Well, actually, Eddie, I'm just not quite sure what to do.
Wait a minute. You told me that all Urkels possess a sixth sense when it comes to gambling.
Well, yes. Although I never had an opportunity to test that ability out. But I'm sure it's just a matter of time until it kicks in.
How long?
It just kicked in. Focusing energy. Nothing. Wow, Mama! Eddie, I think this is the one. Feed this baby.
Let it ride!
sir. How much have we won?
$32,000.
Oh, thanks.
Now, where were we?
It's still your bet, sir.
We're going home.
Eddie, relax. For the last time, absolutely nothing, and I mean nothing, can stop us now.
No. Freeze! This is a raid!
Except that.
Rachel, try to control yourself.
I will.
It's over now, Rach. Aunt Clotilda's at peace.
I know.
Harriet, can I speak to you for a moment? Alone?
What is it, Carl?
Well, I got a little confession to make. Maybe you better sit down for this one.
What have you done this time?
Harriet. Darling, sweetheart, honey bunch.
Spit it out, Carl.
Okay, here goes. Well, we didn't really spread your aunt's ashes over Lake Michigan tonight.
Carl, I was there. I saw it.
Well, I know. We spread some ashes, but they weren't your Aunt Clotilda's. At least not all of them.
Well, then whose ashes were they?
Aunt Presto Logs. We may have floated parts of Aunt Clotilda, but which part? Well, only the good Lord can sift that out.
Well, where's the rest of her?
Right over there in that hefty bag. Harriet, it was all a crazy accident. I feel terrible about it. I want to make it up to you.
How?
I know. I'll pop for another hour's boat rental, and we'll all go out and throw the bag over, huh? Sounds good? Oh, I'll get that. You've had a rough day.
Not as rough as Aunt Clotilda.
Hello. Edward. Sure, I got a moment. What's up? You're where?
Carl, what's wrong?
Edward is in jail.
What happened?
He and Steve got busted for... Now, Edward, stop looking around for Steve. He's having the same discussion with his father. Now, let me get this straight. You dented the car. Then, instead of admitting it, you got yourself involved in gambling. Is that about covering?
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Edward. Edward Arthur Winslow. Son, I am ashamed of you. Don't you know that when you make a mistake, you fess up to it? Trying to cover it up only makes things worse.
Yes, sir.
But apparently, you seem to want to learn these things the hard way. Well, so be it. You're grounded for 3 weeks. And you are to stay away from my car until it learns self-defense. Okay, hit the sack. Well, that's taken care of.
Now, let me get this straight. You dumped one of my relatives in a hefty bag. Then, instead of admitting it, you let us spread a log on Lake Michigan. Does that about cover it?
Yes, ma'am.
Sit down, cop. Carl! Carl Otis Winslow, I'm ashamed of you.
When you make a mistake, fess up to it. Trying to cover up only make things worse.
Yes, ma'am.
But apparently, you seem to want to learn these things the hard way. So be it. You're taking me to dinner to Shea Josephine's.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's hit the sack.
Yes, ma'am.
Every weekday, it's ABC Family's new season of Gilmore Girls.
You're my only daughter that I know of.
And this year, the girls are growing up fast.
Grandma wants a picture.
Of this?
Well, one of them anyway.
He so likes me.
If she throws up, you're golden.
My God, you look virile today.
Don't hate me.
I don't hate you. I can't hate the pathetic.
The new season of Gilmore Girls. Weekdays at 5, 4 Central on ABC Family.
You two are easy.
Spread that around, will you?